Well, and both of you, I just retweeted that picture you're referring to, Jeremy, of our snow. It's amazing. And you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing here in Boston, but we've got one. Let's start our Monday look at social media there. Annie Colbert is viral content editor at the news and social media website Mashable. Annie, start with that weatherman.
So winter weather continues to be a huge story online, and no one loves weather quite like Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel. So when any sort of wild weather situation is unfolding, he gets so pumped, you'd think that he was at like the Super Bowl versus being pummeled with snow in the face.
Well, here he is in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and he heard thunder while in the snow during our blizzard this weekend. You can see the flash of lightning and hear a little bit of the thunder behind him, but let's listen.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo!
Thunder snow.
Thunder snow. The phenomenon known as thunder snow.
And what's the big deal?
This is a really rare weather occurrence. It's so rare that it's only in 0.07% of snowstorms actually have thunder. So when you actually catch it on camera, it's a huge deal. And it's pretty epic to be, you know, caked with snow, but also hear this booming thunder.
Right. Well, it happened not once, not twice, but three times, and he went crazy every time. And there's a second video we'll post as well. This is a split screen, and on the right you see a toddler watching TV in someone's home. And jumping up and down with him, you can hear him screaming, her laughing. It's really quite something, so we'll have that at hereandnow.org.
And a little Jim Cantore in training.
Right. And some much-needed joy this week, and there's been such terrible news. But you also have something quite good that's come online out of some terrible news. You've been watching something related to last week's killings of three Muslim students in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The Justice Department and the FBI investigating to see if this was a hate crime, but what is happening online?
Yeah, the Chapel Hill shootings continue to be a story that people are following online. We're watching the news, seeing what's happening. But one part of the story that we saw really play out this weekend was a charity page that had been set up by victim Dia Barakat before his death. And he was raising money because he wanted to take a trip to Syria to provide dental care to refugees this summer. He was a dental student. And it's already raised more than $400,000 in donations from 7,000 people. And we also see people leaving notes and condolences on the page.
Well, we will link you to that as well if people want to look at it or participate in it. Last night, during SNL's 40th anniversary show, Tina Fey wondered, what should we call the generation that isn't watching us? They're tweeting about us. And tweet they did. What jumped out at you?
You know, we had 3.5 hours of SNL throwbacks and tributes. But I think it was a moment between Betty White and Bradley Cooper that was, we'll call it the most gif-able of the night, meaning that people were capturing the 3 seconds of it and putting it on repeat on Twitter all night long. So it happened during a Californian sketch, which is a sketch that started in 2012, and it's sort of this laid-back soap opera thing where the characters sort of speak in valley speak, and they talk about all the highways and things in Southern California.
Okay, and in this one scene, Bradley Cooper plays the pool boy, wink, wink. When Betty White enters playing Lana, someone everyone thought had died in a balloon accident. Let's listen.
You never said whatever happened to that balloon operator.
Oh, yes. He took good care of me, if you know what I mean. His name was
Greg. Okay. And it's been a long time, Lana.
And then the 93-year-old and the matinee star kiss. That was Bradley Cooper as Greg, the pool boy / balloon operator.
It was beautiful.
It was.
It was a beautiful moment. I think they should have their own show.
Annie Colbert, viral content editor at Mashable, will post all the things we spoke about at hereandnow.org. Annie, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay, so we'll work on that idea of them having their own show. But Jeremy, we'd love to hear from listeners their favorite moments. I loved when just Steve Martin, anything he did was fantastic. But welcoming the audience and viewers by noting it's like an enormous high school reunion, a high school that is almost all white.
Yes. As a huge fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I absolutely love the moment when Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David had a little back and forth. But Jane Curtin on the news with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler was great. I wanted to hear more Opera Man from Adam Sandler when he got up and did that. The musical performances, Kanye West, that was pretty incredible. And Miley Cyrus, a very different Miley Cyrus last night singing Paul Simon.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Yeah.
Let us know your... I wanted to hear more from Eddie. Eddie Murphy. I haven't seen
him. Yes,
so
I agree with that completely.
Walked away. Let us know your thoughts at hearandnow.org.